The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Make sure you put with Stuart Rome, R-O-M-E, on those little levers. But you want to make sure you find the show, because there's a lot of When in Romes out there. I think there's like four or five different When in Romes, Stuart, but nothing's with Stuart Rome, because this is unlike any other show out there. It's a hybrid show. That means we've got two or three different elements coming at you at one time, including, of course, everything about the Woodhouse Day Spa, and, of course, your emails, info@tonycurryradio.net, and some classic rock. And today we're doing what?
We're going to do a little back-to-school special, Tony.
Yeah, you know. Back-to-school special. I like that. It's very good.
I'm sure the kids aren't so excited about it, but the parents are, so.
Yeah, I had to laugh. You know, I got the 7-on-7 off, so this is my first full week of having the kids back to school. And so Monday, I'm up, and I am, like, raring to go. Like, I'm up at 5:30, and I'm getting up early, and I made breakfast. I had a whole 9 yards. I was like a little Susie Homemaker. I was getting after it. And then Tuesday morning, we all slept until 9. I woke up at 9 o'clock. I was like, what's going on? Something's going on today. I was like, holy shit, my kids are still upstairs. I haven't gotten to go to school yet. I just totally flipped me out and forgot the second day. So, yeah, we're getting our feet wet back in that arena as well, so. But yeah, back to school is always one of those, it's one of those wonderful things. It's weird because I love the summer as much as I love the school, if that makes sense. I'm so happy for them to go back, because I know they look forward to going back to school, but I'm so happy to have summer. But it's that routine of getting back with the kids in school is also a good thing. So that's good.
Yeah.
Sounds like you have had a hard time, not a hard time, but a fun time, a challenging time getting into some routines of your own, since you got so much going on. If you don't mind sharing what's going on in your personal life with your daughter, you got a lot going on too.
Oh man, you know, have a youngest getting married, youngest daughter getting married, and just a little bit more than a week from this Saturday down in New Orleans. So
congratulations.
Yeah, appreciate that. It's the second one and the last daughter. And so, yeah, we'll be doing that. It's going to be great. She's marrying, the guy that she graduated from UAB, Alabama in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, nice.
And families from Mountain Brook, and they're here. So it's there'll be a lot of people coming down from Alabama to New Orleans for the wedding. So that's exciting. And, you know, in between all that, I've got a spa to run. So, you know.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do. Chug along with that, but it's all good. You know, summertime's a little slower, but back to school is now in full swing, and we're getting ready to, you know, like we always talk about, football season, cooler weather. It just makes everybody happy, so that's a good thing for the spa.
Yes, sir. Yeah, with football season coming right around the corner, of course, season kicks off on the 23rd. High school football, obviously, it seems like it's going on all the time. And of course, pro stuff, too. And yeah, we cannot wait. And I can't wait to get you back on ABC 3340. We'll get you back on the next few weeks when things slow down just a little bit. We talk about some of your great products. And of course, we talked about doing maybe some Auburn, Alabama type of thing, you know, at the store. And certainly, once football season starts, man, you might as well start putting up lights and stuff. I mean, it just flies by. But next thing you know, you're talking holiday season. I mean, it is what it is. It's great. It's a great time of the year. It already seems like it's cooling off a little bit. So, I mean, everyone around here, if you live in the South, man, you know just how wonderful this time of the year is. It's just fantastic. So, and the Woodhouse Day Spa is a huge part of that. Tell me what's been going on with the weddings and everything going on. What's been going on your website? Have you changed anything? I have not had a chance to go down there and check on it recently, but I check your site almost weekly to see what's changing, anything new going on there.
Yeah, you know, it's been a little static because of the summertime. We don't really have like a lot of specials going on. We've got some summer specials still on there that we, you know, with the facials and things like that. But we're getting ready to really kick it up with, you know, now that we get into the fall, we'll probably have some fall. We always have like a pumpkin spice kind of thing with the hot teas and that kind of thing. And then of course we'll get into Thanksgiving and we'll get into Christmas. And so, yeah, it's all going to kick off. I kind of, you know, like when Katrina hit, I, uh, consider everything pre-Katrina and then post-Katrina. No. And for this marketing, for the what house this year, I'm considering things like pre-wedding and post-wedding. So after the wedding's over on the 23rd of August.
Not to say that the wedding's anything like a hurricane or anything. Not chaotic like that. It
cost me about as much, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, after the 23rd, I go into post-wedding mode where, you know, back to the spa and focus on that. So that's good.
You know, it's weird. I was sitting there. It's funny you bring up Hurricane Katrina. I was watching some anniversary special. It comes up every single year. And the next thing you know, you're like, I don't want to watch that. It's like a 9/11 special. You know, and you end up watching the entire thing. But I didn't realize this. I don't think a lot of people did. The actual city of New Orleans, you know, gets flooded and stuff. But the actual French Quarter, like where everyone goes from Mardi Gras, was pretty much unscathed, right? Nothing happened there. I think that people think of New Orleans, and obviously the majority of people have obviously been down on Bourbon Street and the French Quarter, all that stuff. But that area didn't get wet, did it?
No, I mean, that's the same thing that pretty much saved the city,
yeah,
tourism, because New Orleans basically is a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And the highest part of the city is either going to be by the river, Mississippi River, which is where the French Quarter is. That's up on the ledge. And then it goes around and then ends up higher by Lake Pontchartrain also. So it's like a bowl surrounds the city.
Yeah.
So French Quarter is on the high side. And then on the other side by the lake, like the houses that were really close to Lake Pontchartrain, they were right outside the bowl. Everything else flows inward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's thank God, because, you know, French Quarter, you can't rebuild that. You know,
has that area ever flooded? Have you ever had any? I mean, yeah. You would think with it just being like a concrete jungle down there, if you had a good rain, it probably would. But I don't think it's ever been. Never had any issues. So
has not, because like I said, everything kind of flows inward, and it reached a certain point where the water was pretty much at the level of sea level.
Yeah,
and so anything right above that, you know, was not flooded. And unfortunately, you know, the other 80% was. So,
yeah, no doubt. All right, let's get back to school. Let's start with the rock and roller. We'll get into some emails. Lots of emails to get to. info@tonycurryradio.net. info@tonycurryradio.net. Your first back to school song is, I can't believe it, because I was actually working for a radio station in Cincinnati, Ohio, and our competitor
did WKRP.
It was not good. By the way, Lonnie Anderson just passed away too, by the way.
I know.
Hard to believe. Not WKRP, it was WSKS, which was 96 Rock, but our competition, WEBN, which was just a juggernaut of a classic rock station up there, they actually did a Hot for Teacher promotion with here, inviting high school kids to send in pictures of their best looking teachers.
Oh, and my God.
Yeah, they did a calendar at the end of the year. But give me your first song, man. We'll celebrate together.
Yeah, not my favorite song by a long shot, but I just love the video. This is Van Halen, Hot for Teacher.
Hot for Teacher. You reckon maybe you'll hear that one when you're seeing your boy Sammy down there in Cabo in October?
No, I've seen him a few times. He's never played that. I think maybe because it's so heavy, David Lee Roth, you know, that maybe they kind of skip over that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a great song. Just in case you were wondering, I'm talking about the Cabo San Lucas show. Of course, the show that Sammy does every year on his birthday. You actually scored a pair of tickets for, which is amazing. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I was looking on different sites regarding the birthday bash in Cabo and how that works and blah blah blah, and I was looking at, I guess it was Reddit. There's a whole bunch of guys that were posting, man, I've been entering that lottery for 20 years. I've never gotten tickets. And I'm kind of laughing because this is like the second year, and I didn't win the lottery, but I ended up getting them through the sale and they released 100 more tickets.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. Make sure you go to that bad boy for sure. info@tonycurryradio.net. Before we get into some email questions, I saw this interesting story. I'd like to do a little show prep here. There is a place called the Riviera Maya in Mexico. And it's the Rosewood Mayacoba. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know the Riviera Maya, and I've heard of Rosewood resorts.
They have started something kind of relatively new. I'm always looking for different exciting ideas for you to throw your way since you don't have enough going on. But their spa now stays open till midnight. And they kind of close the doors. They do the, massage therapies and all that stuff up until about 7:30, 8 o'clock. Then they can go about half an hour. They clean up a little bit. And as most spas are winding down, the Sense is just beginning at Rosewood, where they start setting up all kinds of after dark rituals, immersive treatments, and one-off pop-ups designed to promote rest, regulate the nervous system, and reconnect with natural rhythms, jungle sounds, and the low pulse of nearby cenotes, mingling with the starlit skies, expanding the spa experience in something cosmic. That sounds, you know, you and I have done a couple shows on these, what do you call those things where you lock yourself in a tent for like 30 days in the dark or something like that? What was that thing we were talking about? The thing you go up in the mountains and you put yourself in a tent and it's like no cell phone, well, nothing for like 30 days. So I'm like, you're in the dark for 30 days.
For me, it's a no-go. So I'm not sure.
You know, I think it's like, I think for like 4 days or something, there's no phone.
Seclusion.
Seclusion includes, there's only that. But yeah, at nighttime, and obviously during the wintertime, I guess you guys are still open when it's starting to get a little dark outside. But is that something that you've ever thought to consider? And have you ever seen anybody pull that off successfully, some type of nighttime spa thing? Because I would think there'd be some people that would enjoy that type of treatment at night.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how it would work out for us in the Summit, but I have been, there's a couple of places in Cabo. I've been to beautiful resorts like the one and only. And, the nighttime, the evening time is magical in those places because they're so relaxing. They have incense in the gardens that you're just walking through. And so I can imagine something like that really, really working well at a place like that.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it's so calming. You walk to dinner through the gardens and you have that's the smell of the incense. The only problem with me is, you know, I like to go out and drink and have a good time. So evenings, I can't really, you know, I don't want to waste an evening on vacation relaxing.
Fair enough. I know some people probably do that. Yeah. At different times and different chapters of your life, I certainly understand that. I'd probably be the same way, but at this point, maybe I want to relax a little bit, but I could certainly get that. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We're still getting emails on these mites. So you don't have to write us anymore. It's of all the things that and I think it was one of our most listened to shows a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about this mites. You go back and find it. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Just go back and find the podcast. But we did a show where we were actually talking about these things that they're little mites and they get on your eyelashes. And if you end up getting some type of crusty thing on your eyes, you may want to get those checked out. It's something that's normal, which I was not aware of. But yeah, that's kind of a strange thing. Is there anything in particular that you use at the Woodhouse Day Spa, any type of cleansing or exfoliation type of situation where maybe someone could have some type of reaction to it? Have you ever had someone come in and has never had exfoliation
usually, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't happen often, but we have a questionnaire that we have everybody fill out to make sure that, you know, we know what kind of skin they have, if they have any allergies and those kind of things. But on occasion, it's really not going to be with any, for the most part, any of the organic plant-based products.
Yeah.
But when you go into retinols and those kind of things, you know, those do have chemicals in them. And there's certain stipulations that, you know, we need to know about that you should not, you should not be using retinol. So on occasion, somebody may not tell us, or you know, who knows, maybe they don't even know, and there'll be a little nothing dangerous, just like a allergic reaction, maybe some redness, those kind of things. But usually doesn't happen with a lot of the organic type products. Like I said, it's usually just maybe some of the chemical based stuff that which we don't use a whole lot of.
Yeah, great question here from Maria in Birmingham. She says she suffers from seasonal allergies, which a lot of people say it's weird because I don't remember ever having any allergies until I moved down here to Birmingham in the 80s. And then all of a sudden now everyone's got allergy issues. It's like, I don't know if it's because of the pigweed or the weeds or we have more pollen in the air now that we've ever had. I don't know what it is, but it seems like everyone's got allergy problems. But she was wondering, is there anything in your store or any other massage place for that matter that perhaps you would have an allergic reaction to if you have seasonal allergies? We've never had that question. It's a good question because you use a lot of organic stuff. We talked about aloe and the different types you use, and a lot of things come from different plant-based things like that. But if you have some type of allergies to that, does that affect that at all?
We don't. You know, of course, there's so many thousands of allergies, right?
Yeah.
we could have a plant somewhere, you know, a flower, a plant somewhere in there that somebody could be allergic to that we don't know about. I mean, it could be anything, but as far as most products, no. But, you talk about peanut allergies, we try to avoid, you know, that kind of thing of snacks and those kind of things, because people have those type of allergies. So there's so many different ones that it'll be inevitable that somebody might react to something that we have in the spa, you know?
Yeah. Because we didn't have the peanut thing. We never had peanut thing. Everyone had peanut butter sandwiches. No one was ever allergic to peanut butter. And now all of a sudden people are allergic to nuts and stuff. It's like, man, we just gotten soft.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently it's a serious thing for a lot of people. So, to the point where they can't go anywhere unless they know that place does not have anything peanut, even like in the recipes. You know?
Yeah. My son had an allergic reaction. He was down in one of the Caribbean islands doing something with one of the schools or whatever. And he was down there and just got all puffed up like a pufffish or whatever and found out that he was allergic to shellfish. And he doesn't like shellfish, but they evidently cook their fries or their hush puppies or whatever with a shellfish, the same oil.
I've heard of that.
He had a reaction to it. I'm like, what the hell? I said, seriously? I was like, so now whenever we go to like a Zaxby's or whatever, where they have like a, you know, new shrimp dish or whatever, we have to make sure they use different oil and stuff like that. But that's kind of crazy. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Give me another song. And then I'm seeing we got a bunch of emails we got to get to, some ones we never had before. Give me another great song here as we get back to school.
Yeah, let's do a little Ramones, Rock and Roll High School.
Yeah, baby. Rock and Roll High School, can never get enough of the Ramones. Everything's going back to school right here. Let me ask you something, too, because I know we're getting an email question. Can you name me just a couple of really good classic rock songs or songs, period, that when you hear them, it takes you right back to high school?
You know, I'm going to have to go with, like Tom Sawyer, Limelight from Rush.
Yeah.
Some of the Cars songs, any of the Cars songs from some of those early 80s albums. Mm-hmm. That was all high schoolish. Not so much Led Zeppelin, because I actually really didn't get into Led Zeppelin until after college, believe it or not. But Cars, I was in that whole 80s group when MTV was big, but the music was terrible for the most part.
Yeah,
so I had to kind of navigate.
Yeah, from like 1986 to 89 to 90 sucked. It was terrible. It was like, it was really weird stuff. The Thomas Dolby stuff. And I mean, some of it was good, but I mean, yeah, for the most part, we were all trying to find ourselves. We had just gotten out of the disco hangover and it was kind of like, what are we doing here? And we were all trying to grasp towards, and of course, all of our rock and rollers weren't really sure which direction to go. So I thought it was interesting as we do this show today, and I was going to bring it up before I forget, but 60 years ago today, the Beatles played Shea Stadium.
Wow.
And at the time, back in 1965, it was played before 55,000 fans. That was the biggest concert ever played. It was the first concert ever played at a stadium, is what I've heard.
Wow.
Which was a surprise. Do you know what show ended up breaking that record of 55,000 people, the Beatles or Shea Stadium?
Was it, let me guess, was it Rolling Stones in the Superdome in New Orleans?
It was not. It was actually Led Zeppelin, 1973. And I cannot recall the stadium it was. And I wrote it down and I heard it. But they did a show in 1973 in the States. Maybe it was Wembley. I'm not sure. I'll look it up. I'll find it out. But Led Zeppelin ended up breaking that record in 1973. Wow. And now
I went to a Stones concert. Way back, I was out of college, and it was 65,000 people at the Superdome.
Wow, that's crazy. And now I've got to find out what this was. 1973. They had a North American tour. All I'm seeing is Madison Square Garden, but it certainly wasn't Madison Square Garden. Chicago Auditorium.
Had to be something big, some big stadium, you know?
Yeah, they've got one here in Detroit, I believe. Maybe it was a Detroit stadium. Man, I just can't imagine seeing Led Zeppelin in a... I mean, I've seen the Stones down at Legion Field and U2 and Pink Floyd down there, but it's got to be a special group, man, to see a concert show at a at a stadium and really make it worth your while, because you're just a sea of people, man. But it is so super cool. It's good stuff.
Yep.
All right. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Jammie, Jammie in Birmingham wants to know, what's the best way to go about taking care of scars? I don't know if we ever had that question. My son had an accident at the beach when he was a young little guy and cracked his head open pretty good and had 17 stitches put in his head. And I remember we used to put vitamin E oil on his scars. I was told that was supposed to be something good. What are some good treatments for scars?
Well, you know, it depends if, particularly like in the older days when you'd have some kind of surgery, even, you know, maybe so much plastic surgery, but if you had a really bad scar and a plastic surgeon or a doctor who just sewed you up and didn't really care too much about the scar.
Yeah, not at all.
I think the only way to really deal with that is going to be, you know, some kind of makeup, some kind of covering if you don't really want to show it, because, you know, you pretty much can't get rid of that at that point. But, you know, there's great products out there nowadays that you usually aren't even concerned about it unless, say, it's on your face or someplace that you're going to see it. So, if you have a scar that's old and you just, you're conscious about it, I'd say that little cover up on there, great cover up products nowadays that are kind of organic. But as far as like totally eliminating the scar, I just don't think it exists.
Yeah. You're correct. And I do remember, back in our days, they didn't do a whole lot to cover up scars today. We weren't so vain. We were like, if you had 23 stitches on your leg, you had 23 stitches. And I think we kind of, you know, it was like a badge of honor to be able to show people your scars.
I got these two giant ones on my knee from when I was little, when I had knee surgery, and like they didn't care about that. Like,
well, I got two on my neck where I had my first neck surgery. And then my doctor said, I'm going to try to go in right on top of that scar so we don't make another. And of course he went inch up, so I look like I got a pair of lips on my. I look like someone gave me a hickey from like 8 to 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, exactly. And now, you know, nowadays, of course, back in the day, they had to cut you wide open and then re-sew you up. But nowadays, you can make a little incision, use a robot or, you know, a laser and take and do things that they used to have to completely open you up for.
No doubt. It's got pretty good. Terry in Northport wants to know about facial hair. She said, I've heard, it's great. By the way, we love this because people have written, and majority of our emails are like, I heard your show where you were talking about, which is great, which means people are listening to the show. We absolutely love it. We get thousands folks that listen every week. And so keep those email questions coming and keep listening, because we'll read all your emails. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. She said she heard us talking about some type of facial hair. I guess we were talking about getting waxed or something last week or the week before. Yeah. That is certainly something that women, there's the scare of horror when you talk about unnecessary hair on a woman. We're not talking about armpits and leg hair and stuff like that, which is standard, but they do get hair like in facial areas. And she was asking about Nair. Are there any types of treatments outside waxing or out type of what is there cream?
Absolutely.
What do we got here?
Yeah, so we do that probably a few times every day, I think. We have this thing called dermaplaning, which is a little device. It's actually it's a very sharp, like a scalpel looking thing. Mm-hmm. Estheticians are well trained to use it. But it basically, you can add it on to any facial. It's probably only about a 10-minute deal, but it's basically they're going to, it's almost like, you know, a man shaving, but with a scalpel that they can go around and just get the points that really need it. So it's called dermaplaning. It's very common. We do it all the time and it works great. Of course, you have to, you know, it doesn't last forever. But I think it's, if you don't like to get waxed, if you don't want the lip wax or the face wax, this is the best alternative to that.
There you go. Shelly and Anna, says that, the only way she can ever do, her bikini line area is with a bikini wax. She says she really doesn't like the wax part because it hurts. A lot of women talk about how difficult it is. I've been waxed from head to toe, so I can confirm that. Yeah, it's a little painful. Yep. I wouldn't want to do it like 3 or 4 times a month for sure. She said, but whenever she tries to shave that area, particularly that area, she gets ingrown hairs a lot. Is there any way I can get rid of ingrown hairs and those bumps that come along with it?
They have, the products, if you're doing that, that you can shave. I guess Nair, I think that does the same thing. Like, I mean, it's for, it kind of prevents the bumps.
Yeah.
I know some people are susceptible to that no matter what, but I think there's products that you can put on after you shave to help with that too. We have like, we've got this, these numbing creams and different things that we use. But there's definitely post, you know, if not during, if you don't use it during the shave, the product itself, post-shave, there are definitely products that you can put on there that should help with some of that. And that's over-the-counter stuff, you know.
There you go. Sue in St. Louis says she has a lot of hair questions here. Also has an issue with ingrown hair. She says, plucking or cutting, what's best? Now, I've heard that, and I've got several people that used to be in the spa business. They don't do that stuff now. They're just haircuts, including Christy, who's my hairdresser. She does a fantastic job. They used to run a spa years and years and years ago. And they used to always tell me, you have to be really careful when you have the waxing thing, because by plucking hairs, sometimes it brings on ingrown hairs more so than if you just cut them. Is that true?
I don't think that's correct, but I think that if you pluck it and you get it at the root, it should not grow back.
Yeah.
Waxing, it's going to grow back because you're basically just pulling the surface, you know, at the surface, you're not getting the full, the hair at the root, but you know, it's hard to do, I guess, if you're plucking to get that. So, I haven't heard that, Tony. I just,
now I've heard about nose hairs. Now I got myself a schnoz and I've been told, first of all, I would never pluck my nose hairs because that would hurt, because yes. I do have myself and particularly those really short ones at the top. But there's nothing worse than, you know, you sit there and blow your nose. You got that, I'm 59. You got that one gray hair. It looks like you got something hanging from your nose and it's just a hair. I'm like, what? Cause it drives me crazy. When guys have nose hairs that go in, actually into their mustaches, I'm like, dude, someone's got to tell you to trim back your nose hair, for God's sakes. I mean, hygienically speaking, it's just right. It's just disgusting. But I've been told that when you pluck those hairs, and there's nothing worse than getting ingrown hair around your nose area. That hurts. But yeah, you're supposed to cut those with scissors. That's why people talk about manscaping and stuff.
Yeah. Well, they have the, I've got this little device that's, it's just handheld. It's rechargeable and it has a little round tip to it. And all you do is put it up and it cuts all that, you know, to sit there and cut them with scissors. You know, you can get them anywhere. You can get them at like Target or any of those manscaping devices, but that thing's pretty cool. I think really like the only true permanent hair removal is probably going to be laser.
Yeah.
And that takes a while. You know, you have to go to a whole bunch of different treatments and it's probably fairly expensive. So, but that is an option, you know.
The idea of taking hair out and it never growing back bothers me. I mean, I guess for some, it sounds good. But you know, I don't want to permanently, not to say that someday I'd like to go, wow, I wish I had hair there. But you know what I mean? it just seems kind of strange to me. We got something to celebrate, my friend. I've been waiting till the end of the show to bring this up, but I want you to go ahead and give me another song. Then we'll finish the show with two songs as we go back to school. But then I want to celebrate a very special day tomorrow. And I'm going to ask you some questions about this. People say, who is Stuart the owner, right? Is he like is he a hygienist? I said, no, he just knows his stuff. He knows his business. And that's why people are coming to you with mental questions. They come with you medical questions and all these questions. They're like, how does he know about these? It's like, he's been in the business for a long time. He knows what the hell he's doing. I mean, he's that good. That's why he runs the Woodhouse Day Spa. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Give me a song and then we'll finish up with two. What's your third?
Yeah, we're going to do a little Motley Crue. We're going to do Smoking in the Boys Room.
Smoke in the Boys Room. We used to do it. I'm trying to think, when was the last year in our school, high school, where they didn't allow smoking? It had to be beyond 1984, because that was when I graduated, and you could still smoke in the Boys Room. That's where the fights and the smoking was back in the...
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I could only smoke in the Boys Room because I went to all boys high school.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I could not imagine now even seeing a high school kid with a pack of cigarettes. That would just be so bizarre.
Now they just carry the vapes around.
Yeah, exactly. And those aren't any better. All right. Tomorrow is National Men's Grooming Day in the United States. This is a holiday that's been going on for about 15 years. And I just wanted to ask you, just have a personal thing. We have about 4 or 5 minutes left. I actually was on Fox 6 this morning. We were talking about hair or no hair. I remember going to Las Vegas with my brother and my father. The last time we went was probably about 13, 14 years ago. And I had gotten waxed. I lost a bet. I got waxed. And then once I got waxed, I kind of liked the way it felt. And certainly I started manscaping from that point back on, because it does grow back a little differently. And my brother sees me getting out of the shower and he's like, dude, what the hell happened to your nuts? And I'm like, I was like, what do you mean? He's, did you get cancer or something? I was like, no. And he goes, where's your hair? And of course I'm looking at him and he looks like he's got buckwheat in a headlock. I said, dude, it's amazing. I said, if you trim it back a little bit, first of all, it doesn't bind, doesn't get hot and sticky. And it's just, it feels wonderful. It's freeing. Obviously it makes things around the hairline look bigger and better because you're cutting the hairline down. And I said, the girls I'm dating, they think it's great. I'm not talking, I went like Brazilian wax by any stretch, but I certainly trimmed it. But it's hard to believe, because back in the 70s, man, like 3% of all men did manscaping, and now like 72% of all men manscaping.
Oh yeah.
What the hell took us? What the hell took us so long? Yeah. What? Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, you were either gay.
I guess it's evolution. You know. I don't know.
Well, I can't. But, I can't imagine it ever going back to the way it was, because like my father, when he passed away, you know, I had to go up there and help him get the jammies on. He had bed sores and the whole nine yards. And my dad never had a pair of scissors near his growing area in 83 years of life. And right. You tell people that now, they're like, you gotta be kidding me. Is that's the way it was. No one did.
Oh, yeah.
No one did those kind of things. What changed our minds?
Like I said, it's probably just natural evolution. You know, maybe the women started saying, you know, I don't want to deal with that, you know, or you look gross, or I don't want to go to the beach with you with a giant gorilla hairy back and those kind of things, you know. So I guess it naturally, I think once it starts, you know, nobody wants to do it first. And like, oh my God, the guy's, you know, yeah. Heard this guy's shit. But I guess once it kicks off, but you know, I was going back to your brother, I think the first question you should have asked him was, what are you doing looking at my nuts?
Well, that goes without saying. And it's funny because I told him, I said, dude, his wife's name was also Nancy. It still is. But he said, man, Nancy would kill me. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, she'd probably think I was cheating or that I got crabs. And I said, no, I said, do it with her. And he just thought that was the craziest thing. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, man, have fun out of it. You cut her, she cuts you. I said, make it a thing. And he thought I was crazy. And I was like, dude, there is nothing better than, you know, watching a girl with a pair of scissors sitting on the bathroom floor with a mirror, you know, trimming them back. That turns me on. That's great. I'm not saying that men would do it much better. And I don't want to look like, you know, I've got a bag of squirrels in my drawers, but I mean, for God's sakes, you know, it's just, once you do it, you're like, what the hell was I waiting for?
Yeah, it's so common now. It's not even a question, you know?
Yeah, well, next year at this time, I will remind you, maybe you can do like a National Men's Grooming Day or something like that, because there's a lot of guys.
Yeah, we do.
There's lots of tools now, you know, Braun, you can buy just manscaping tools. I mean, there's plenty. Yep. Gillette's got them. They've got them. And it's just for that. It's for the chest hair. It's not just for the head of the hair, but it's the chest hair, back hair, growing hair and everything else. And you'd be surprised how much wonderful it feels. It really does.
Yeah. I wish I would have known we could have done like a big male wax special or something all week, but next year, like you said, you remind me and we'll take care of that.
That would probably be something that, I mean, because once you start, man, you ain't going back, brother. And I'm telling you, everything feels better down there when you start cutting back a little bit. It does. All right. Yeah. Great stuff, my friend. Great to have you on. Congratulations. I don't talk to you. Am I going to talk to you before your daughter's wedding?
You're going to talk to me. Let's see. Next Thursday is the rehearsal dinner, but if we get one, we can probably get a recording in early enough to where I can do it.
All right. Well, plan on hitting you early next week. Let's talk then. And we're going to finish up going back to school with two songs back to back, and then we'll let you fly. What you got, man?
Yeah, we had a very special song as the last one. Had to play this one, but we're going to do a little Jethro Tull first with Teacher. We're going to finish up with Chuck Berry's School Days.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.